This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Firefighters, police, hazmat workers on the scene still after a gas tanker rolled in Woodland Park. Police say at least 2,100 gallons of fuel has leaked and that they're in the process of containing the spill. According to the WPPD, hazmat crews working to still right the truck, remove it from the area. It's causing Highway 24 to be closed in both directions near Highway 867, minimizing hazards to not only crews but the community. The City Market Plaza is expected to be closed during the duration of the event. They're expecting to have everything back in proper order by about 1:30. Investigators say they're looking into the possibility that a fire that broke out at a downtown Colorado Springs restaurant last night may have been set intentionally. Fire broke out just before midnight on the roof of the Fujiyama on Tejon Street. Witnesses telling police they spotted a white male aged 40 to 50 leaving the area, potentially carrying a gas tank. Colorado State Troopers, along with CSPD, still looking for a suspect they chased around town. According to CSPD, they got a call about an unoccupied but running vehicle in a neighborhood near Union and Zephyr Drive yesterday morning just after 1 o'clock. When police arrived on scene, they found a woman slumped in the driver's seat surrounded by drug paraphernalia. When they woke her up, she sped away. A short time later, state troopers found the vehicle. Springs police tried to pull her over, but again, she drove away. Police gave chase and were unable to catch up. Troopers found her a third time, this time near Powers and Stetson Hills. The driver then ran a trooper vehicle and fled the scene. Again, last seen heading east on Stetson Hills. Law enforcement canvassed the area, checking the known addresses for the driver as well, but no arrests have been announced. Police in Pueblo say a man is under arrest for trying to steal a Jeep Wrangler on Mother's Day. Police say it happened just before 7 o'clock Sunday night on Parker Boulevard near the Highway 50 interchange. That suspect allegedly used a handgun to steal the vehicle from the victim. Police gave chase, later arresting 57-year-old Raymond Sandoval. Managers in Colorado Springs Stormwater System says the infrastructure is performing well, especially after last week's storms. System managers said they didn't experience the flooding that they typically see, thanks in part to improvements that have been installed since 2016. Tim Bianchi, city stormwater manager, said one major upgrade was done on Shelton behind the Citadel Mall.
So this intersection, if you can see the house across the street behind me, the water used to come up to his doorstep. If we've got hail, it would cover the grates. We didn't have a good enough system. The system was of adequate size. It wasn't perfect, but we had no way of getting the water into the system. So you see along the streets a lot of new inlets. We improved the conveyance, and then we increased the size of the storm going downstream.
In 2016, the city agreed with Pueblo County that sewage breaks along with stormwater issues upstream affected Fountain Creek's water quality. The city has agreed to spend $460 million over a 20-year period on more than 70 stormwater projects. And leaders from the Forest Service Trails Open Space Program and Pikes Peak Outdoor Recreation Alliance are all coming together addressing concerns over wildfire. Carl Bauer, District Ranger for the Pikes Peak Ranger District, presented a 5-year wildfire crisis strategy plan, including 4 times more prescribed burns on natural forest land.
Wildfire crisis strategy is basically our marching orders from our chief to increase the pace and scale of the fuels treatments that we do.
Officials from the Pikes Peak region moved forward with outlining the plans for future forests during Monday night's State of the Outdoors meeting held at the Norris Penrose Event Center. He says that the Colorado Front Range, one of 21 priority landscapes identified across the West by the U.S. Forest Service due to the high risk of wildfire.
Pretty nice Tuesday afternoon here, partly cloudy skies, but we do have a chance for a few isolated to widely scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon and evening. Pleasant temperatures in the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, low to mid-80s for the Pueblo area. Tomorrow afternoon could see a few strong to possibly severe thunderstorms across the region, and then we're tracking rain coming up for Thursday into Friday. Highs tomorrow afternoon, mid-70s, Colorado Springs, low 80s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.